taking a quick time out from the show to make sure that you know that right now I am filling my next month's spot in my virtual gym. This is my space where I get to coach my clients, where I get to help you get aligned with simple workouts and solutions to your fitness and your nutrition and your mindset and supplements and everything that I love and have used personally for the past 8.5 years and will literally use for the rest of my life. Because of how quick and efficient and simple they make healthy living, this is where I help you get aligned with these solutions. And then I support you and coach you and mentor you on your journey. So if you are ready to get on a direct path to reach all of your health goals while fully living your life, yes, you can still continue to have your favorite treats and your favorite things. And we'll teach you how to incorporate those. And it's not deprivation or anything like that. Like, I want you to enjoy the process. So we'll make sure you figure out how to do that. If you're ready to take out the overwhelm and the complexity when it comes to creating healthy habits for your family, not just for you, but really involving your family as well. And if you want to align yourself with a community of incredible women to lock arms with and journey with alongside throughout every season of life, then the virtual gym is where you want to be. So go to MicahFolsomFit.com/get fit to learn all about it, fill out the goal form so that I can learn more about you and we can make sure that you get aligned with exactly the right game plan to get you started. I can't wait to chat. What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, Micah Folsom, and we have got a pep talk solo episode today. Geared towards my mamas, geared towards the ladies on the other side off. And this is stemming from a conversation that I had to have with myself today. And I'm like, gosh, I just want to go chat with the women. I just want to go have a conversation. And mostly around the fact that, one, I think the narrative that's going on in between our ears is probably very harsh, is probably very hard on ourselves for the majority of the time. It's probably I know we want to be great. I know we want to be the best moms we can be, the best wives we can be, the best partners, the best coworkers, the best. We want to do the best we can and show up in all the areas of our life. And I want to just honor you and honor the fact that we are wearing so many hats. We are juggling so many balls. We are doing so many things. And while we can still aspire to and continue to show up our best and try our best and do our best and be our best for the ones we love and the people around us, we also need to hold space for grace. So much grace. And I think sometimes that kind of can get a bad rap because when you say like, well, give yourself some grace, sometimes you can take that as like, well, just like settle down a little bit. Like let's just settle in. Let's just be okay with how things are. And that's not what I mean. I mean, you can still, like I said, you can still aspire to grow and to do your best and to show up your best and to be the best mother, and maybe you're a business owner and do all of those things. And you can still honor the fact that you are a human being and you only have so much to give. And I think a lot of the times the expectations that we place on ourselves, that society places on us, they are just unattainable, really. And this kind of is stemming from, I literally just got out of the shower. It is 6 o'clock PM. This is not ever when I'm recording or when I'm working, but I was in the shower after a long, busy, 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 busy day. And I just had these thoughts just flooding through my own brain. I was having this conversation with myself and I was like, gosh, I'm going to literally go take 15 minutes and just record something because I just think that more women need to hear this. I can tell you. So we just got home from a vacation. We just got home from a trip. It was actually a work trip. We were delivering 2 whole cows to Arizona for our beef clients. And then I was also hosting I called it a growth weekend. It was a retreat with trainings and workshops and things for my team within Body. And it was a busy week, but my family also got to come, which was the first time I've ever brought my family besides my nursing babies to a retreat. And it was really, really, really cool for them to be a part of it all, for them to see it all, for them to get to know these ladies and these incredible women that I work with from all over the country, get to see them in real life, hear them laugh, hear their stories, all of that. It was just so special to me. But it was a busy, busy week. And we got home last night at like 1 a.m. and JD was up by 5 a.m. to get his stuff done and to be off to work. And then he's actually gone tonight because he had to do something in the morning and it didn't make sense. So he's staying in a hotel and he's not even going to be home all day long. So I obviously was like, okay, here we go. I've got to unpack the trailer. I've got to unpack our bags. I've got to get things organized. On top of, I have 2 mentor calls. I have a group coaching call. I have a mastermind. I have to show up for my clients. I've got to, P.S. I need a homeschool. I need to get the house, whatever. And so it was just like one after the other, one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And so finally I had a minute and I'm like, Knox, hold back. I have got to go shower. Like I have just got to go like have a minute to breathe. And I just needed a little bit of space for a sec and to just like get clean after a long day. And so I was in there and these are when all the thoughts came spewing because JD, and I don't want this to come off that I am bad mouthing or like talking down on men. Okay. And just their roles and husbands and fathers. We just wear different hats. We carry different loads. We do different things. Every family is different. And just part of the load that I carry in our marriage and in our life is a lot of the home front, right? That's just always what I've taken on and what I want to do, but also not really what I want to do, just what I need to do because JD isn't carrying that. And it's like, I just had to laugh for a sec because I'm like, gosh, how would it be? How would it be to just like leave at 5 a.m. and then just like not even worry, not even be concerned at all about whether or not the bags were going to get unpacked, the laundry was going to get done, the house was going to get clean, the kids were going to be fed, the car was going to be cleaned out, the flies were going to be swept up from the gym, like all of these things that were in my mental to-do list of like, okay, this is what we need to do around the home front, not even considering everything that I need to do within my business. All of this needs to get taken care of. He doesn't even have to worry about that. Doesn't even have to think twice about it. His clothes magically get clean. They magically go into his closet. They magically, like all of these things, food magically appears in the pantry. Women just hold so much weight when it comes to the family front. And I don't think we take much time to acknowledge how big that is, to acknowledge how many things we just do because we've done it for so long and it's just what we know we need to get taken care of. And just our men love them. They don't have to worry about those things at all. Like, how would that be? Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine? I was just like, oh my gosh. And I was having a moment where I was like, I had almost lost my shiz with Brig because he was just being an 8-year-old and he was being crazy and he was kind of taunting the kids, and it was just like chaos for a little bit. And then there was like everything else that I needed to be taken care of. And I like had to breathe for a second, be like, okay, Micah, what's important right now? What actually needs to get done today? And what can really be put off for whenever it gets done? Like, I had things that I just wanted to get done today because I like order. I like things to be just orderly and tidy and not a bunch of chaos and clutter after travel. Like, it just makes, I just feel like it helps our home operate more peaceful. And so I wanted to get those things taken care of. But in that moment, I was like, but really, okay, I just need to like put some time and energy into the kids for a bit, because this, I don't want to be doing this in the chaos, right? I just felt like a lot of like, ooh, all of a sudden. And so I was having this conversation when I had a break in the shower, because I was a little bit proud of myself for not losing my shiz, because that's kind of my go-to. Like, I'm a natural yeller. I have to be very intentional about being in the moment and being present and breathing through it and like controlling my thoughts and controlling my reactions to things, because that is my natural instinct. And I don't like it. And so I've had to work on that for years. And so I've kind of just learned like what works for me and what doesn't and whatever. So I was in the shower, had a moment to breathe, had all of these thoughts come. And I was like, okay, like, let's give yourself some credit. You're carrying a big load. You're taking care of 6 children. You're running multiple businesses. You're like lifting like a heavy load. Give yourself a freaking break for a sec. You are doing great. And I literally had to give myself this pep talk. And I just want to be here in your ear to give you the same pep talk, because I think we are our hardest critics. We're the hardest on ourselves. We always know our potential. And so we know we can do better. And while, yes, we can do better, we are doing our best. I honestly do believe that we show up each day, especially if you're on this freaking podcast listening to stuff that fuels your mind and fuels your soul and fuels your brain and fuels your heart. You want to grow. You want to develop. You want to continue to evolve. Kudos to you. Be so proud of yourself. Don't be so freaking hard on yourself. You are exactly who you need to be for those little babies of yours. You are literally their world. And they don't care if the house is meticulously spotless clean. They don't care if you fit into your skinny jeans. They don't care if you look all put together all of the time. They don't care. They want you to be happy. They want you to be present. They want you to be a loving, nurturing place for them to come to when they need you. Be that for them, and then be so proud of anything extra that you get done that day. All right, friends, in case you haven't heard, our family's farm-to-table verified natural beef can be on your doorstep by Tuesday. Folsom Farm Beef is officially shipping out our pasture-raised beef nationwide every single Monday. We're talking high-end quality restaurant-style beef sent right to your doorstep. If you value locally sourced farm-to-table foods, then this is especially for you. Our beef is not only raised from start to finish on our own family farm, but our cows also get tippy-top cow treatment with the expertise and knowledge that JD brings to the table as a cattle veterinarian. Getting our family's beef on your family's table is a product of JD and I's two worlds colliding in the most beautiful way. And we are so excited about the opportunity to serve your family for years to come. If you aren't following along on Instagram, you can follow the farm at Folsom Farm Beef, and you can learn more about the farm and see what goes into raising cows and hear what our customers are saying about their experience. Just people falling in love with homegrown beef all over the nation. And I am so happy to get this out to more families. But what really lights us up about this is getting to build another family business that our kids and siblings can be a part of growing for generations to come. When you become a part of the Folsom Farm family, you aren't just supporting a local farmer, you're a part of a big family dream of ours that's coming to life. And we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. So if you're a beef lover, you haven't truly experienced the best of steak, roast, brisket, or ground beef until you've tasted it straight from our farm. Get your order in by Sunday and have your box on your doorstep by Tuesday. We have a variety of options to fit your family's needs, with boxes ranging from 10-pound samplers to 50-pound freezer stock-ups. And if you want to save the most and never have to worry about getting on the wait list, make sure you're part of our VIP crew for monthly savings and first priority shipping. Head to FolsomFarmBeef.com and get on our email list to receive a $20 off promo code for your first box. We cannot wait to get our beef on your doorstep. All right, back to the show. I know, especially as we're in this busy season, we're entering the holiday season. It's Christmas time coming. And then guess what happens? I don't know. Maybe it's just our house, but I'm guessing this is not the case. But my Christmas list is about 30 people long, because we've got all the cousins exchanges and the aunts and the uncles and the parents and then the siblings. And then hello, we've got all of our kids and everyone. And then guess who's on JD's list? Maybe me, maybe. And usually we're like, hey, babe, let's just not do presents. So that makes his list zero and my list still 30, right? So maybe you can relate to that. And maybe you're feeling a little frazzled and you're feeling a little scattered and you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. I want you to just take a breather. I want you to get really, really, really centered in what you want to feel this holiday season, how you want to show up, the experiences you want to make with your kids, the memories you want to create, the feeling that you want them to feel throughout this holiday season. Because guess what I've learned over and over and over again? My kids don't remember all of the gifts. Maybe they remember one or two here and there. I do have some kids that gifts is one of their love languages, so they are the ones that do remember. But for the most part, the others don't. They do remember experiences. They do remember the smells, baking sweets and doing things and having those holiday tradition foods and family meals. Those are the things that they remember. And I want to make sure that I am cultivating the space within our home to create those things. And that's not happening if I am beating myself up, if I am stressed out, like always frantic and frazzled and anxious and trying to get all of the things done. If you're trying to always get things done, you can't just be. And I know that with the heavy load that we lift and all of the different plates that we're tossing around and trying to hold, that can feel like a lot. So let's just take some space to get clear on what actually matters right now in your life. And it's going to look different for everyone. What matters most to you? How can you show up to each and every single day so that you are actually living aligned with what matters to you? Because there's a very big difference between what's on your calendar, where your attention is, what you're worried and stressed about. Like, the people in front of you are likely the thing that you care about most. And sometimes they get pushed and shoved aside because you're trying to check the boxes on your to-do list, or you're feeling so strung out that you can't even enjoy being with the people you love. Or maybe you, as a human, as a mom, as a mother, are feeling so burnt out and so overwhelmed and so just strung out that you can't even have the energy to have the fun, to bring the joy, to do the things that you want to do with those kids. If that's you, I want to challenge you to generate the energy. Do the things that you know are going to help you feel your best. One of my favorite mentors, Brendon Burchard, he talks about that. He talks about a power plant does not have energy. That's how we are. We don't just have energy. You don't just wake up and you have energy. You generate energy. Just like the power plant, it generates its own energy. Human beings generate energy. You cannot wait for energy to come to then do your workout and to go take a walk and to get your to-do list done and to be in a good headspace and a good mood and whatever. You've got to put the daily disciplines and the habits and the structure in place that sets you up for ultimate success in life. If you have seen anything that I've been sharing on social, I have a free This is just, I hope this works. I think it does. I have a free mini workshop where I help you build your morning routine. And this, when I think about the past 10 years of running multiple businesses, raising six babies, running our farm, like the thing that has been one of the biggest catalysts for my life is my morning. And it has evolved so much over the years, and it evolves and it ebbs and flows with the seasons of life that I'm in. When I have a newborn, it looks differently than when I don't, all of those things. But having a morning routine has been a constant. That has been something that has been a huge catalyst for my joy, for my fulfillment, for my growth, for my habits, for my health, for my just how I show up as a mom. If you struggle, if you're not a morning person, neither am I. So it doesn't matter if it's at 5 a.m. or if it's at 8 a.m. It doesn't matter when you're doing it, but you need to start your morning with some structure and with some habits that fuel your life, that fuel you as a human being and help you generate that energy to do the things that you want to do throughout the day. So if you struggle and you're like, I don't even know where to start, or I don't really have a morning that's like that, go to my Instagram at Life on Folsom Farm and shoot me a DM. And all it needs to say is mornings with an S, mornings. And it will auto-generate the getting you access to my mini workshop. And it'll help you get set up and you can help build your routine. That alone will help you, especially in this holiday season, will help you feel better, will help you have more mental clarity, will help you have more space to create those memories and do the things that you want to do with your family, will help you feel your best through these weeks. Okay. And if you are someone who really wants to focus on your health, who wants to focus on your joy, who wants to focus on the longevity of feeling your best, then let's work together in my virtual gym. That's what I do. I love working with moms because that is literally why I show up every day. I want to have energy to play with my kids. I want to have the space and the capacity and the patience to handle big emotions. And for me, with kids from 14 to 5 months right now, gosh, six kids, lots of emotions, lots of tantrums, lots of quarrels, lots of bickering, lots of things that will literally make me want to pull my hair out if I am not fueling my heart, my soul, my mind, my body, all of the things first thing in the morning. And when I do that, it is a night and day difference between the days that I do and the days that I don't. If I get off for some reason, oh man, I feel it in every capacity. I used to work out because I wanted a six pack. Now I work out because I need it for my sanity. I need it for my joy. I need it for my patience. I need it for all of those things that I know my ultimate calling here on earth is to be a nurturing mother to these six precious kids. And I cannot do that to my best ability if I am not taking care of myself. So that is what my virtual gym is all about. And we're simple fitness, simple family-friendly nutrition, supplements to fill in the gaps and make life easier and more convenient so that it's not so hard to stay on track in the kitchen. That is what we do. If you need something like that, I am your hype squad. I am your cheerleader. I am your guide. I am your support system through the journey. So you never have to do it alone. And we have a community of women that we do it with, and they are just like next level, awesome human beings. If that is you, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/getfit. Put in your name and your email, and I will shoot you over all of the info about how my virtual gym works. There's different starting points, but there's different programs. There's all different styles of movement and workouts. It literally, like, I will help you find the best game plan, and we will help you love showing up for yourself so that you can generate that energy, so that you can carry the load, so that you can have the capacity to go through everything that life is throwing at you. I just want to commend you for being who you are, a person who is listening to a podcast, who has the desire to grow, who has the desire to be their best, to continue to evolve and just show up in the world in a different way than the majority of people. Kudos to you. Give yourself some grace. You are doing so much better than you are probably giving yourself credit for. And I want you to literally just take a minute after this episode and maybe make a list, journal on all of the things that you do every day that you're so proud of. That not only are you showing what's possible, not only are you showing how much you care about the people around you, not only are you doing so much for the world, but you are leveling up as a human being, growing, developing, pouring into the world in ways that most people don't even think about doing. So thank you for being you. Thank you for being here. I am actually going to put a pause on this podcast at the end of the year. So this is going to be one of the last episodes. And while it is a little bit hard to say that, I know that I have been here for a reason for a few years now. And I also feel it on my heart that I just want to pivot a little bit and take a pause on this to make space for another growth avenue. And I just want to thank you for being here. We have so many episodes that you can go back to and listen to for literally months and months and months. If you listened every single day, you would have months of PD and growth and positivity and skills and just so much goodness within this podcast over the years. And I just want to just say thank you for being a part of it all. But lo and behold, we still have some episodes left, so don't go anywhere yet. But I just wanted to let you know that it is going to come to a little bit of a pause. We're kind of closing this chapter at the end of this year. So thank you for being you. Give yourself some grace. If you have mama friends, share this episode with them. I'm sure they are being far too hard on themselves as well. It is just kind of a trait that all women carry. And I just want you to know that you are doing a wonderful job. And while yes, we can continue to become better, do better, be better, you are incredible right now as you are. So give yourself some freaking credit. Go love on your people. Go give them big hugs. Let go of the expectations that the house has to be perfect and this and that has to be done before you can have the fun or before you can love your people. Do those things first. I'm giving you permission. All right. Especially in this busy, busy season. All right. We will be back here in another week. Until next time. Bye, you guys. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft. Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach, because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/ transform your life. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you.